Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ricky Seelheimer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Molinaro moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seelheimer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson now playing center field. John Way then now catching. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nordhagen. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett bunts towards the mound. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seelheimer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Seelheimer for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Hurdle moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Pryor moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Quisenberry, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires pinch hits for Ricky Seelheimer. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.